T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney with you on 97.1 The Ticket. The Lions lose 20-13, and it's a deflating loss in the sense of it appears now we are officially out of the playoff race, as Marty Morningwig
they're the 11th seed right now.
11th seed out of 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you eliminated them last week, right?
Yes,
I'll be eliminating them this week.
I eliminated the Bears,
a sneak preview for Thursday's show.
Yeah.
But they're 3-5-1. They've lost 5 of their last 6 games, and they're showing no signs. And obviously, if the Matthew Stafford injury situation is something serious, then they're going to have to go the rest of the way with Jeff Driscoll or somebody else. Look, we can talk about two different things. We can talk about whether or not the Lions were prepared to deal with this injury to Matthew Stafford and whether they under-evaluated the backup quarterback position. Or we can talk about the fact that the Lions as a whole are just a mediocre to bad product.
Yes.
The way they have been throughout most of the Quinn era and the way they really have been for 60 years, and how Bob Quinn in year number 4 has done little, at least that we can see, to make this franchise better. I don't.
The roster is not much better than it was when he took over. There's no doubt about that. As far as the coaching goes, you know, you can criticize Patricia and, you know, Bevel or whoever. You can criticize the coaching staff for what goes on, what takes place during the game, like it seems like after the second quarter. Because to sit there, people are, they're not prepared. That's bull crap. This team is prepared to start the game because they usually start off doing pretty well.
Yeah.
This team is, this isn't close games where they just rally when they're 20 points behind. They blow the games. They're one of 3 teams, like we mentioned earlier, who's had the lead in every game.
Right.
They usually lead, this is one of the few games they didn't lead in the fourth quarter at all. I mean, so it's the way, it's not that. I think it's more the roster than anything else.
And the roster is Quinn. And,
yes.
And I don't know how much influence Patricia has. I tend to think he's got more than other people do. But nevertheless, he wasn't here for the first 2 years. And so when you look, and yes, a player like a Snacks Harrison is a good player. But he also was acquired through trade. Like, where are the great draft picks? Where are the great third round and beyond draft picks?
Right.
Where is all this brilliant scouting that we thought we were getting when we got Bob Quinn that would unearth third and fourth and fifth round starters or, dare I say, Pro Bowlers? It's not there.
No.
None of it's there. And they appear to be getting worse. And then watching Dalvin Cook last night run for the Vikings, and I heard you and Caputo talking yesterday on the Game Day Uncensored pregame show.
Thank you for listening.
Of course. And, you know, I mean, Jared Davis, by most metrics, is rated to be one of the worst linebackers in football.
There were a lot of snaps he didn't play yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that.
And that's a first-round pick for Quinn.
Right.
And I was thinking
and who did he pick in the second round of that draft, Jamie?
Tease?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, you think about Martin Mayhew, who came before him, and Mayhew benefited from how bad the Lions were under Millen by drafting Stafford number 1 overall and Ndamukong Suh number 2 overall. And Quinn hasn't had that benefit because the Lions have been just that mediocre. But you still got to hit on your first and second round picks. You have
Correct.
To.
I mean, Decker is an okay player where they pick there. Okay, you look, if I'm not mistaken, I don't have it in front of me. There weren't that many, like, misses where you say, oh, well, I wish they would have picked him in that one for that draft. But the others, like we mentioned, Davis, Tebow. I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
And he said, look, he's had a few good ones. I mean, we mentioned Galladay. Tracy Walker appears to be a pretty good pick. Tavai, the jury's still out. He's had a few good picks, but he takes chances with like the Jimmy Landis thing. I mean, you can go. I mean, look, every sixth rounder doesn't hit.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of this league is built on 4th through 6 rounders.
It is. But I mean, most of this league is built on first, second, and third rounders. And his winning percentage isn't good enough there either.
No.
And that's the problem. And so I just feel like we've taken all this, we've spun our wheels here as Lions fans for 4, 5, 6, 60 years. And when you talk about a guy like Stafford, who is, look, I'm not even talking about Stafford being whatever. This is not a Stafford topic. It's a, you know, you have something at quarterback. How good he is, whatever.
Whatever. Exactly.
And when he goes down and basically you know you're screwed, that's not a good way of doing business. No. And
I don't want to hear
4 years to make it better.
And I don't want to hear Kerryon Johnson's hurt, so you have no running game. Kerryon Johnson, when he was healthy, they had no running game.
Exactly.
You know, so there's the injuries are no excuse. Look at the roster. How many players on this team could you say maybe is going to be a Pro Bowl player?
Okay? This year?
And even in the past couple of years, or the years forward, you probably think. Stafford, maybe. Slay, maybe. Snacks, if he plays 16 games strong, maybe.
Ragnow?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Who else is on this roster?
Yeah.
Is there anybody on the Lions defense that offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, the Cowboys offensive coordinator, has to sit there and is going to like lose sleep worrying right. about game planning against?
Right.
There's nobody.
No. And 4 years is a long time. So, you know, I said this when Patricia was hired, and I want to keep saying it until the season's over. Matt Patricia does not reset the clock on Bob Quinn.
No.
He had two full seasons prior to Patricia's arrival. And he can sit here and say he drafts differently since Patricia got here. And he, you know, he kind of knows more what the guy's after.
Well, it'd be nice if he actually said something so we don't, you know.
I don't really even care if he says anything.
No, but I'm saying we don't even know if he says that.
What do you mean?
We don't know if he says, well, I was here, you know, a different system and all that.
Well, he did say that. I mean, he said that, you know, he has, in the few times that we've heard from Quinn, he has said that they are, you know, connected at the hip.
Right.
That he does draft differently since Patricia got here because he knows better what. Sorry, winning football. I mean, you know what goes into a winning football team, and it should not matter unless your coach is doing some completely revolutionary, right. like changing the offense or changing the defense the way we've never seen before. You know, he was brought here because of his time in where?
New England.
And so it shouldn't matter if, you know, Jim Caldwell or Matt Patricia or anybody else is the head coach. You're drafting winning football players. And if those players can't stay on the field, like Jared Davis, then you're failing.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
And, you know, maybe it's just as simple as that, you know what, if you're not drafting players for Bill Belichick or Bill Belichick isn't drafting players, you can't win.
Right. I do feel like if the Quinn-Patricia thing fails here, and it sure seems like it's heading in that direction, do you think that is going to be effectively the end of the Patriot way?
It depends.
Why would you try it?
Well, I mean, it's very early, but, you know, and they've only won two games, and they're going to have a hell of a lot of draft picks. But Miami, I mean, we'll see what Brian Flores does. I mean, you can't tell right now. That roster's horrible. But as far as a coach.
I know, but, I mean, he hasn't shown any signs of being good. So every other coach has failed.
Yeah, that roster is ridiculous.
Well, Thomas Dimitroff.
Okay.
In Atlanta.
One.
Because they made a all-in move acquiring Julio Jones
by
making that trade.
Right.
To me,
did
it's
he
like
draft Matt Ryan, or is Matt Ryan already there?
Ryan was already there.
Yeah.
I mean.
So the most important player in the franchise was already there when he got there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like it was with the Lions.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like Bob Quinn has ran this team as if he's got 5, 6, 7 years.
Maybe he does.
To put it together.
Maybe he does. And that would be very disappointing. So, Mrs. Ford, if you're listening, that would be very disappointing. You know,
they're just spinning their wheels.
If you want to prove you're different than previous ownership, keeping Bob Quinn around after another failed season would be a bad way to do it.
Be bold.
It's a bad message to send to your fans.
Sell 51% of the team to Jeff Bezos. He wants to buy an NFL team.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to happen.
I'm only kidding. But
I would not want him to be my owner. To me, he's the kind of guy that would move a franchise.
All right, some ticket text on the Lions, 97136. My new favorite Lion quote, 9-7 isn't good enough, and yet here we are, SOL. That's from Sean. Well, Bob Quinn should rue the day where he said that.
That is a famous quote here.
Will he rue the day? I don't know, but he should rue the day.
Is that like Marty's bar?
Yes.
Bar's high?
Yes. It is.
It's higher.
It should be higher, but because he didn't deliver it with the same vim and vigor as Marty, it's not.
Right.
The bar is high. The goal of this organization is to win Super Bowls. Plural.
Do you think the majority of the fan base is done with this regime?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do. And I think it's a little bit unfair to Patricia because it's only his second year, and I do think coaches deserve more than 2 years, unless they're just unmitigated disasters like, you know, Adam Gase looks like he is in New York. But because they're viewed as a package, and we all agree if the Lions do make a change, they got to just
Right, because you don't want to have what happened before. I mean,
even I was thinking about Bevel, who everybody seems to like and Stafford's working well with. But you know what? I feel like everybody would need to go to start clean.
All right, I'll just flat out ask you then. And I hinted at it last week, and I think Bevel could stay, and I wouldn't have a problem under this scenario. Hire Mike McCarthy. Would you do it? Stafford's got a window here at this point. He's worked with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Mike McCarthy would be a bad thing for Matthew Stafford. And then the goal would be to bring in a high-profile defensive coordinator.
So who's your general manager?
I think you've got to look at getting that type of guy that kind of works. I think McCarthy would have to have some power, but not all power.
I know the people. There's a lot of people in Green Bay who aren't too thrilled with him. So, I mean, he'd be fine. I'd take a chance and go after a Lincoln Riley or somebody like that. That's who I would take a chance on.
If I'm Lincoln Riley, though, I'm demanding total control.
Oh, yeah.
You're giving Lincoln Riley total control?
Well, no. Oh, total control of the roster? No.
Yeah.
I'm not giving him.
I mean, Lincoln Riley can write his own check, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be somewhat, I guess, like an Andy Reid situation, you know, where he's got some power.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. I mean, look, am I crazy about McCarthy? No, but I do think
he's won more Super Bowls than Andy Reid has.
I do think he gets a little bit of a bad rap for everything that happened in Green Bay. Like, everybody wants to remember the last couple years. I mean, he was there for a long time. At some point, your shelf life runs out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one Belichick.
Guys, I'd give it another year. It's another ticket texter. Look at the Niners. Year one, this is the Kyle Shanahan era. Year one, 6-10. Year two, 4-12, and now year three, 8-0. Give it another year.
Well, they got a lot of good young players. They were benefited by having, because of the 4-12, you know, they got Nick Bosa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that helps.
And Garoppolo was hurt. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know that they would have been 4-12 last year.
No.
Had Garoppolo stayed healthy the entire year. There is no way the Lions were prepared. The problem with the Lions is they don't have an experienced backup quarterback. To say the Lions were prepared would be a farce, especially when reports are that Driscoll didn't know he was starting until the morning of game day.
I'm talking about usually they're prepared to play. They play well early in the games.
Oh, yeah. No, what you're saying is that Monday through Saturday, you think Matt Patricia's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Because he has them ready to play.
And the early parts of the game on Sunday.
Right.
It's the latter part that I think, definitely make criticism of the way they coach.
But a team that's even okay, a 500 team, would have up 6-0. They allowed Trubisky to play decent. He sucks.
Yeah.
They made him look good.
And you could see in the first couple of drives, he had no confidence. I mean, he had that one pass, I forget it was two, but he threw high and it was tipped. And on the very first drive, third down, and it allowed the Lions to tackle him short of the sticks, and the fans booed him coming off the field. And they showed him on the sideline. You could just tell he was not there. And you're right. They let him get comfortable. They let him kind of find his way. And
even when they tried to rush five guys, they couldn't get near him.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Steelers yesterday. They made Jared Goff look like what he really is.
Yeah. 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.